savory food is the messiest to eat up here because it wants to go everywhere, although it does stick to each other because of something called surface food so that we can keep it nice and neat. Over. So I think a lot of my teachers that I had all the way out throughout my schools and junior high and high school and college really encouraged me to become an astronaut, as well as my family. So make sure you always listen to them. Over. So the hardest thing about having zero gravity is you can't turn your back for a second when you let something go. If you turn your back for a second, it will float away. And I have lost about 3 forks, 4 spoons, all kinds of food, pencils, pens, and paper clips. Over. So if someone becomes sick, we have special medicine up here that we can use to treat them, or we can bring up more medicine on one of our cargo vehicles that comes and delivers supplies. But if someone gets very, very sick, then we come back home. Over. Absolutely. So a couple months ago, we had a small leak where we were actually leaking air out of the space station, and we do have special materials to fix that hole. So first we had to find the hole, but once we found it, we were able to patch it up and fix it. So everything's okay. Over. So we can power rockets by many things, most of those using what we call rocket fuel. Sometimes we use kerosene, oxygen, all kinds of things. But hopefully in the future, and I know this is a big word for you guys, they're going to use something called ion propulsion. So just remember that. Over. Yes, absolutely. I think humans will go to Mars. That's why we're up here on the